Well, welcome back, everyone. Happy to be sitting in for my good friend Paul W. Smith. I am sitting here with the leader of the Michigan Senate Republicans, someone who I call a friend. I'm not sure if the senator does, but Eric Nesbitt, thank you so much for being here. Thank you for your long-term public service. I've said this so many times. You are one of the good guys.
Well, thanks, Sandy. Thanks for having me on. And with what you guys are covering right now on the challenges in Michigan, that where we need to be top 10, we're bottom 10 on education, on rating scores, on population growth, on investment, job opportunities. It's just tough for families to make it here in Michigan. The average family here in Michigan makes $9,000 less than the average family nationally.
That's right. And had we kept our national ranking of the year 2000, that would be every Michigan family on average would be about $7,500 per income better than they are. I mean, it's just amazing.
But it's not just about incomes, but it's also it's more expensive to live here in Michigan. I was in Gladwin a few months ago, and I was talking to a guy that moved from Tennessee to Michigan. You don't find too many of those folks, right? Tennessee, no income tax state, one of the five lowest costs of state and local governments in the nation, right to work state. And he moves up to Michigan and he goes, I added up my insurance costs, my energy costs, my local taxes, and I come up to, for the privilege of living in Michigan, it cost me $5,000 more than what it did in Tennessee. And I don't know about you, but as a farm boy like me, $5,000 is a lot of money. And that becomes more expensive, less money in people's pocket. And so you have lower incomes, less job opportunities, and yet it's a higher cost of state. We got to make Michigan more affordable by repealing this Democrats' Green New Scam, which increases the cost of energy. If you think energy costs are expensive now, if we just keep the status quo in Lansing happening the way it is, this means that the average family is going to pay another $2,700 per year for their energy bills. And it's going to be less competitive for job creators to invest and grow here in the state. And this is wrong. We need to repeal the Green New Scam. We need to be energy abundant, like what President Trump's talking about, energy dominant. We got to build the Great Lakes Tunnel. We got to bring back nuclear, keep our coal plants, and build natural gas. That's the only way we're going to be able to compete and win in the 21st century.
Well, all these issues are so interrelated, and Michigan, frankly, has been in a, not a virtuous cycle, but a vicious cycle. You know, as you said, our incomes get lower, our job opportunities get lower, and as you're mentioning, you know, our costs are going up. You know, as my old boss would say, that's bad math.
Yeah. I mean, I was in Macomb the other week at a trade school, and I was talking to actually a guy that owns an electrical contracting company. He had a guy that left the Marines a few years ago, was going up through an apprenticeship program on electrical work, had been doing it for a few years. So people that we want here, there's jobs that are out there. And boy, if you're an electrician in this market, you can make some pretty good money in the trades.
Six figures easy.
He's looking at buying his first house. Moved to Indiana because there's just lower cost in housing, lower cost of living. And we lost that person, somebody that we need so desperately if we're going to rebuild our infrastructure, rebuild our economy, bring down the cost of living. And I hear that around the state, that people are just having a tough time making it here in Michigan. How do you make it easier for working families, for job creators to make it here? But I think it really starts, and this is the challenge, you guys have covered this at the Troy Chambers, is the fact that we used to be a really good state in educating our kids. Now we're a bottom 10 state. When 3 out of 5 fourth graders can't read at grade level today, when the average public school student's 3/4 of a grade level behind just because of the COVID lockdowns and Governor Whitmer and the Democrats put that lock on the schoolhouse door 6 years ago, that it's tough for our kids to make it. And if we know if they're not reading by grade level, by fourth grade, they have a 67% chance of doing one or two things in their life, spending some time on social welfare or some time in jail. Boy, that paints a dark, grim picture for the future of Michigan. We have to have leadership that says every kid needs to be able to read. We need to have leadership that says that every kid in high school needs to be able to get into skilled trades, needs to be able to do into that. And we need a governor, and unfortunately this governor hasn't done this, to sign President Trump's tuition tax credit, to say on that every kid, every family needs to have a choice where they send their kids to school. Right now, unfortunately, with this governor being one of 25, there's 25 states that's opted into this tuition tax credit. We're leaving money at the table, sending it to D.C. instead of helping our local schools and providing choice for our parents here in the state. That's wrong. We need to end that.
Well, Senator, you sound like someone who should think about running for governor.
That sounds like a great idea. So we announced last year for governor. We've hit only candidate that's hit all 83 counties. We've raised over $3 million, $2.25 million cash on hand. Running as a conservative Republican, we've won the last 7 straw polls in the grassroots. So we're the grassroots candidate working to make sure that we make Michigan more affordable, allow job creation to happen, and make sure every kid is able to learn while we slash the cost and size of government here in Lansing.
So, Senator, as you travel the state and you're talking to, you know, people of all walks of life, yep, in all corners of this beautiful state, you know, what are the differences and what are the similarities in what our citizens are telling you that's on their mind? What are they concerned about?
They want more money left in their pocket. It's the cost of living. Lower the cost of my energy bills. Lower the cost of my groceries. Lower the cost of housing. It's just tough. The property tax is just tough to make it here in Michigan. Job creators around the state, whether you're in Holland or Taylor or up north, are complaining about the cumbersome bureaucracy and the mandates coming out of Lansing. I was in Adrian a little bit ago talking to a restaurant owner, and this restaurant owner goes, you know, I survived COVID. It was tough, but I survived COVID. But these new labor laws being mandated on me from Lansing, I just can't make it in Michigan anymore. And that's 12 employees. She's like, I'm shutting down. This is the last day I'm open. I'm 12 employees are losing their job. I'm moving back to Ohio because I know it's going to be easier to make it in Ohio. And as I travel around the state, people expect a government that works for them. And whether I'm in Wayne County or in Ironwood, they expect a government to say it's about customer service, serving the taxpayer, instead of just serving the interest of government employees up in Lansing. And there's a lot more that connects us around the state than disconnects us. We're celebrating 250 years as a country. We're a young country with the oldest constitution in the world. And what I hear from people, especially new immigrants, that what they want to provide their children and grandchildren is that same opportunity that we had. So that's lowering the cost of living, providing job opportunities for the next generation, making sure every kid is able to read at grade level.
So obviously we're here today because it is State of the State, yep, day here in Lansing. You can tell it's a pretty festive festive atmosphere around here. It's Governor Whitmer's last State of the State.
Finally.
You must be thinking, well, gee, if I were giving that speech, you know, we only have about a minute left, but what would you say tonight?
First off is that we need to make it more affordable to families to make it here in Michigan, more money in their pocket. That means we go through every level of government, find waste, fraud, and abuse, abolish it, bring it back to the taxpayers, to return it to taxpayers. We got to make it so that we repeal the Green New Scam to allow families to actually keep more of their money when they're paying their energy bills. It's tough out there paying those electric bills. In making sure that our kids can make it here in Michigan, that we bring literacy, reading, and the trades back into our schools. That's what I'd be talking about, but it's more than talk. It's making sure that you get the job done.
Ladies and gentlemen, we've been so honored to have Eric Nesbitt, the Republican leader in the Michigan Senate and candidate for governor, join us today. Be safe on the campaign trail, my friend.
Hey, thanks. God bless, and stay safe on those roads out there.
All right, folks, we will be back with more Focus with Paul W. Smith.